Hi, it's Cara Brown, and this is Watercolor Conversations. It's a place where I share my love of watercolor and my seeking, my teaching, my discoveries, the connections I see, and just in general, what it's like to be alive at this time here on planet Earth. I hope that this meets a part of you that's longing to be met. Thanks for being here. Hi, it's Cara, and I'm here with another revisit to a journal post that I wrote all those years ago. And I want to get back to something that it feels like I've talked about this in an episode or two in the past, but there's something slightly different about this that I've just stumbled upon that has something fresh to say about it. I wrote it in a time when I wasn't painting, which is similar to now. I've been really pushing hard with teaching weekend workshops and just did an online color workshop and then my regular Thursdays and Fridays. So I've been a lot with other people and their art and their process and sharing what I know to help them and support them in that. And that takes energy from me. On top of that, it's tax time and I was working on all the books that I do. I am the bookkeeper for my husband's business, my business, our personal stuff, and my 96-year-old mother-in-law. So there's not an insignificant amount of time with QuickBooks these past weeks. There's only so much energy and focus that this one brain of mine can contribute to my work in the world in all of its forms. Anyway, my painting's been suffering and it's a theme. It keeps coming up. My friend Betsy Fassbinder, who's also my writing coach, she says writing is the easiest thing to not do. And I say, yes, right next to painting. It's really, really easy to avoid, not avoid, but just to not get to our creative practice when there's the rest of life to do. I think there are a subset of us who can shove the world away. I remember listening to this one woman tell the story about having I think she said her daughter was 4 years old and she was kind of smushing her nose up to the window of her studio while she's working away inside her studio. And she kind of just wanted her little daughter to go away. And my heart tugged. And I thought, if I was the mother of a four-year-old who was smushing her face up against my window, I would not be painting. I would be doing what I needed to do to be a mother to that little girl. I said this, not once during the 4 days did I do what I love to do, sit alone with my work and bring something to life with paint on paper. Yes, that's it. Sit alone with my work and bring something to life on watercolor paper with colors, with darks and lights, with shapes. And I do, I get disconnected from my work in periods like this. I have this habit where I prop my work in progress painting up against the closet door right next to the bed so that even with the dim light of the end of the daylight on, I can kind of see what's going on in my painting. And sometimes I have my reference image there too, so I can compare. And I can't remember the last time I did this. Well, when I finished my last painting, which was a few weeks ago. But since then, my new painting hasn't made it to the side of the bed because there's that disconnection. I do drive myself pretty hard, at least on the inside. And people tell me also on the outside, and I imagine that I'm not alone, that we expect a lot from ourselves, which leaves me wondering, what is a lot exactly? A lot is enough so that if it's not achieved, there's this voice that says I'm misbehaving, that I'm not living up to some expectation of myself. I went through this exercise when I wrote this post back in 2017. I did a calculation of up to this point, the end of 2016, how much art I'd made from the standpoint of square feet in a year. So I did a chart from an Excel spreadsheet. And you can sort of see my progress. And it was like all over the place, but definitely a huge swing up. I know this is audio, and so it's not fair to do this. Well, you can go to the post and you can see it. There's a link there in the description of this episode. It had gone down when I started writing, but there were years in when my productivity was the highest where I didn't paint for months. I mean, 2, 3, 5 months. What I'm seeing is that it's not exactly just calendar time spent in, like how many days a month, but how much creative energy does one have? How many creative cycles do we have? The chart showed me that taking long breaks didn't mean that I painted any less. If anything, in the last 3 years of this chart, which is 2014 through 2016, I didn't paint as much as years when I took time to rest. My brushes, I said. We aren't machines that can keep cranking out art like widgets. Painting to make something come alive on watercolor paper, I've experienced this with writing too, it requires focus and brain power. It isn't the same as doing something more task-oriented, something that can become rote. No matter how long we do this, if we are alive and present, it demands of us something more. That is, our creative practice demands of us something more than sweeping the floors, say. I am a good student of Stephen Pressfield's book, The War of Art. I do know the perils of not being aware of when resistance is in play. And that's resistance with a capital R. He's got a whole major section of that book where he talks about all the ways in which resistance, which is the thing that keeps us from doing our craft, has its way with us. And as much as I love, love, love this book, and I've been supported and I've been emboldened by his writing, there's also a subtle nuance that he is missing. And maybe it's that men aren't ever pregnant and thus they're not built for the experience of gestation. That he doesn't speak to the rhythms of creative life so much. For him, you get up and you create. You sit down and you write at the same time every day, and then inspiration hits. You don't ask for inspiration to hit and then write. You write and then it'll arrive. And there's wisdom in this for sure. If I don't ever show up at my painting table or on my laptop to write, then nothing will ever get actually painted or written. There's also no denying that there is a season for everything. It's the way of life on earth. The artists who paint with me regularly on Thursdays and Fridays, they have a range of rhythms to their creative lives. There's a number of them that paint only when they're with us in the group. They're one day of the week. And there's a small group that paint throughout the week, no matter what. They have a studio at home and they make the time, they carve out the time, they take the time to paint. And then the rest are somewhere in between. I've heard many, many, many of them, though, express the desire to paint more. No one wants to paint less. And though we can have a desire to paint more, and I don't just mean paint, I mean create, you know, play, practice, stitch, throw pots, whatever it is. Have time with our creative process. More time doing that doesn't easily just happen. For me, it took a major life change. Not having kids left a hole in me that eventually led to my jumping into doing art shows regularly and selling my work. And it took this shift in my life in response to my major disappointment for me to spend more time and energy doing my art. Other life changes I've seen that catalyze the increase in creative output include retirement, death, someone close to them's death, infertility like me, and then just burnout. Like, it's just my turn. All of these things have in common that a space gets created, or there's something in us that requires that we must create a space so that our souls can survive. It may sound like I'm contradicting myself, that on one hand I'm saying that we can only create so much, and on the other hand that we have to work against resistance to create it all. And on top of this, that to create more requires some major life upheaval, grief even. What I'm saying here is that it's all true. And if you've not been creating, It takes something shifting in your life and yourself for you to devote real time to it. Having a regular commitment like our weekly groups helps, but it won't create the time the other 6 days of the week. It takes being aware of how resistance can get in the way, because it will. But then, and this is especially for those of us who have spent considerable time in our creative work, we need to care for ourselves, for the calls of our souls and our creative spirits. We need to allow time to rest. There's another thought that came to me in this post. I'm listening to this one directly right now because it is directed at me, sort of an ongoing thing with me. Maybe that what I need isn't so much a rest, but to spend time playing, experimenting, seeing what else I might do with these art materials, just for the joy of it, the pure joy of it. I sell the work that I paint, and so there's an expectation I hold inside myself that people will be expecting a certain kind of art, so I don't experiment maybe as much as I should. Don't get me wrong, I love what I paint, and I paint what I love, but I still find myself expecting that the output will be in line with my other work that has already sold. I'm not just goofing off, and I think goof-off time is an important and necessary piece of an artist's self-care. So where are you? Are you harboring a desire to paint more? What might you need to say no to? Is there something in the world pulling at your energies that you can consciously shield yourself from? Are you, like me, a little tired with all the other things that are pulling at you in life and you need some play? Or maybe it's all going on really nicely. Step inside yourself. Listen to what you're telling yourself. Impulses, reactions, irritations, longings, they're all purposeful. They all point you to your own pace and rhythm in doing your creative work. I wrote they are part of our creative life healthcare system, but I think they are our creative life healthcare system. And I believe that not only can we trust these impulses, reactions, irritations, and longings, but that if we are serious about bringing out the art that is in us, we must listen to them. I'm doing my best to do that right now. It's so easy for me to be distracted. It's never been easier for me to be distracted. My heart is still really solidly lodged in wanting to spend my time in the way that is the most Kara, and that is to, at the very least, be painting my paintings. And then at some point, too, to be doing some writing along the lines of these topics now, because that's in my heart to share. That's what I have to say today. Thank you for being along for the ride with me. I so appreciate your listening. Until next time, bye-bye.